Two twists of smoke, at a time of year too warm for cottage fires, surprise us at first light, or they at least surprise those of us who've not been up to mischief in the dark. Our land is topped and tailed with flames. Beyond the frontier ditches of our fields and in the shelter of our woods, on common ground, where yesterday there wasn't anyone who could give rise to smoke, some newcomers, by the lustre of an obliging reaper's moon, have put up their hut, four rough and ready walls, a bit of roof, and lit the more outlying of these fires. Their fire is damp. They will have thrown on wet greenery in order to procure the blackest plume, and thereby not be missed by us. It rises in a column that hardly bends or thins until it clears the canopies. It says, "New neighbours have arrived. They've built a place. They've laid a hearth. They know the custom and the law. This first smoke has given them the right to stay." We'll see.